Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Scripting Dan podcast. This time around with a brand new format, at least if you're a YouTube watcher, because now you're actually looking at my face. If you're listening on any other podcasting app, then sorry to say, nothing changes. So, you know, that's it. Forget about what I said. In this episode, I am going to cover the topic of culture versus code and what it takes to build a successful IT team or developer team, and whether we should be focusing solely on code or also giving a priority or making a push for a more of a cultural approach at building these teams. So let's define first what I mean and what people mean when they talk about company culture, because, you know, it's kind of a vague term depending on how you use it, and it can mean several things. But for the sake of this argument, company culture is a set of values and norms that determine how the company will and all of the employees will react or should react when facing different type of challenges. This is not about how to technically resolve something or what kind of technical standards your IT team should have or anything. We're not talking about technology. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about human behavior at this stage, essentially. I'm talking about things like shared values across all employees. I'm talking about leadership. I'm talking about feedback culture, things like that, essentially. Think about some examples of, you know, usual company cultures are like the communication style that everyone in the company has, whether they're collaborative, and whether they make a focus on teamwork versus individual progress, how they provide feedback, how they reward, you know, excellence in their teams. That is what company culture is, and that is kind of one side of the topic today in this episode. I want to face culture versus code and think about which one should be the focus when building developer teams and why, essentially. So why am I asking this question? Why am I talking about this? Mainly because in my 20 years of experience, I've seen and I've been part of teams where the focus hasn't always been culture. It hasn't always been people. More often than not, when we're talking about an IT or specifically a development team, the focus tends to be tech. It tends to be code, actually. And not just from the point of view of what code standards you have to use or what technologies you're going to be using, the tech stack or the tooling around for developers. I'm also talking about valuing code and the output that you produce as a developer more than, you know, the human aspects of being part of a team, essentially. You know, if you're a high performer, if you're a 10x, quote unquote 10x developer, then you probably have more value to that company and within the team that other people do. Maybe you've been part of that team, maybe you are part of a team like that, and you're wondering whether that should be the standard. Maybe you're wondering if every team in IT is the same and you just have to adapt and try to become that type of developer, or if there is a change, if there is an alternative. And, you know, that's kind of why I'm bringing this topic up, because there should be an alternative. Even though we're dealing with code in our day-to-day basis, even though we are outputting code in many occasions, that should not be the measure of our value. That should not be what the end goal of us as developers should be, and thus everything around us in the team should be about reaching or helping us reach that goal. We are, in the end, clearly, we are human beings. We are people. We're interacting with other people. We're creating a community, you know, within our team, and the code shouldn't be the goal, because in the end, if you do focus on code alone, then you're hindering communication skills, you're hindering even attention to user feedback, attention to user needs, and you're definitely fostering what in the industry is very well known as burnout, essentially. If everything that is important to us as developers is just churning out code and making sure we do it better than everyone else, in the end, we burn out. we're people again, and if we're focusing just on the output and, you know, doing everything we can to be more productive than everyone else and to produce more code, then the code quality again is going to decrease, because we're just gonna burn out. We're gonna stop caring about details, we're gonna stop caring about what really is important, and we're just gonna spit out whatever we want, and eventually even we'll stop doing it for a while. That's when the burnout happens. So what happens if we do it the other way around? What happens if in the end we think about culture first, we think about people first and code seconds? We think about improving the collaboration between team members, improving the collaboration even between teams within the same company. In the end, we increase job satisfaction because you feel like you do want to get, you do want to get up and go to work every day, which is sometimes, it can be something really weird for some of us working on IT. We just see this as a drag. We remember the old days where coding was fun, when even coding was a hobby, and then we turned it into a job, we got burned out, and now we just do it because we need to survive. That shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be our life as a developer. We should be able to enjoy what we do, even if we do it in the end for the money, which is so something I always say. I mean, you don't have to do it for passion. You don't have to want to code 24/7, but you should be able to enjoy what you do for a living, to the point of at least saying, you know, I want to go to work. I want to solve this problem. I actually want to go and, you know, meet or interact with my colleagues, or even, you know, I want to log in and interact with them remotely. It doesn't have to be in person. I'm not advocating for something that should happen in person. I'm just trying to say that as part of a team, you should be excited to be part of that team. And, you know, as a final benefit, I think that if you enjoy what you're doing, if you enjoy collaborating, if your company actually puts people first, then you will, at a subconscious level, also put your users first, and you'll go back to paying attention to your users' feedback and your users' need, which is also something that should drive, you know, your daily task. It should drive the evolution of the product you're working on or the service that you're providing. So this is all loosely, essentially, a set of benefits that you would get if you were to prioritize culture and people over code within your team. All right, so that's all good and nice, but how do you get there? You know, if you're already working for a company that just looks always for the best performer, for the one that is pushing the most code and prioritizing that developer over everyone else, if you're in a company that it's toxic in the sense that it just doesn't foster collaboration, it just fosters competition because it only rewards the best performer, if you're part of a company that is just causing you to burn out, how do you change that? And I mean, sadly, it's not something that you alone can change. You can definitely start having conversations with your colleagues and your managers to try to move that, to move the needle, but it's something that has to happen even before someone gets into a team. Recruiters should be asked to also pay attention to a cultural fit. You know, just getting someone into your team that knows the tech stack is not enough. Again, we're not machines, we're people. And as people, we should be able to interact with other people that, I don't want to say that has the same mindset that us, or that believes the same things that we do. Because as people, we should be able to have an open mind, and we should be able to listen to other people's point of view. But the important thing is that people joining the team should have that kind of same cultural fit, in the sense that they should also be open to collaboration. They should also be open to the things that we're looking for. you know, being able to work with other people, being able to learn from other people, being able to enjoy what they do and not only focus on outputting code and that is technically correct and that's it. So recruiters, so the essentially the change should start at that stage. The recruiter should also be doing a cultural fit for each candidate to make sure that whether it's the recruiter or someone else in the recruiting chain, maybe it's you as a developer, you're also interviewing, doing technical interviews, you should also keep in mind the cultural fit aspect of it. You don't have to be a psychologist to make that decision. You just have to understand what you're looking for, how your team works and behaves, and type of the culture behind it and the culture behind the company, and make sure that whoever gets in will enjoy that culture as well. Then during the onboarding process, that things should change as well. Onboarding someone new to the team is not just about giving them the laptop, the right tools, giving them access to the system that you use, and you know, clone the repo and you're done. No, that shouldn't be it. There should be steps towards integrating the new team member into the culture as well. Not changing the way they see things or changing the way they think, but rather welcoming them into this open culture, into this, I don't want to use the word family here, because that's also a trap that we fall into. The team, the company that we work for is not a family. It's never going to be, or it's never going to be a full 100% family-like experience. And we shouldn't be using that word to describe it. But it is a community. It is a set of people working together towards some sort of goal. And sometimes joining a new team can feel like you're the outsider. It can feel like, right, you're there and working amongst all your colleagues, but they all share some sort of secret connection, some sort of secret language, inside jokes. They all go to eat at the same place together and they don't invite you. They all, you know, they go to the same after hours every Thursday night and they don't invite you. They, you know, play games together and they don't invite you. That will make you feel uncomfortable. That will make you feel like you're not part of the team. Even that will make you feel alone, even though you're surrounded by people. So the onboarding process is not just about giving the developers the tools they need to work. It should also be about integrating them into the culture. Again, not forcing them to go to the same place to eat, or forcing them to play the same games or enjoy whatever activity or even the same type of jokes that you have and that you enjoy with your colleagues. But it should be about being open to them doing it, to them joining, inviting them and seeing how they react. If they are a cultural fit, chances are they will enjoy some of the same things that you do. So yeah, keep that in mind as well. And the other two points that I really think are important when it comes to changing things, now that we tackled the starting point where, you know, how you get people into your team, then evolving as a team is also important. That means having an open culture of communication, being able to provide feedback to a colleague, being able to provide feedback to a manager. You know, feedback shouldn't just come from above you all the way, you know, just follow one direction from above, from the top to the bottom. Feedback should be bi-directional. Everyone should be aware that they're not the best they can be. There's always room for growth. And for example, as managers, the best type of feedback that we can get is from people we manage, right? As developers, usually the best kind of feedback that we can get is not just from our managers, but also from our colleagues. They see us working every day. Actually, some of them work with us every day on the same project. So getting that kind of feedback and saying, you know, seeing how they see us as colleagues, as equals, is also very interesting. And there should be an open culture of communication there. And in the end, that triggers the professional development, essentially, of us as developers, to it should be something that the culture of the company fosters, essentially. If we're working as developers and we don't see any indication as part of our culture, you know, inside the company that shows us that we can grow, a lot of people are just going to burn out as well. Even though they might have open communication and be part of a great team, a lot of people like to keep, to eventually move out, for example, of a developer role. They like to become managers, for example, or even, you know, go higher than that. Others not. Others would like to still be developers and still be close to the technology, but grow somehow. Maybe being able to be part of technical decisions or architectural decisions, for example. Lead that type of interactions with clients or within other teams, for example. There should be a path to grow. If we feel like we're stagnant within the same place for the rest of our lives, then that will eventually make us feel like we're just one little cog within a big machine and we just don't have any place to go. Essentially, that is the equivalent of saying we value code over culture, right? We value the output that you give over you as a person. So again, everyone should have a clear path ahead of them to become more than what they are right now. Whether they achieve it or not, whether they want to try or not, that's something different, but they should see the potential there. So that's it. That's kind of a short episode. I hope you liked the new format. And remember, culture versus code in the sense of building successful development teams should make a focus on both. It shouldn't just focus on code. It shouldn't just focus on the output that people can provide or on how much code they can write or, you know, how many bugs they can fix. People need clear cultural rules and an open setting for them to grow as people. We shouldn't just focus on code. We shouldn't just focus on the output, the technical output of our work. We should also focus on us as people growing, interacting with others, and welcoming other people into our teams, our essentially our community. That will foster a better work environment. That will foster people trying their best to do their best, essentially, and that will make you happy to go to work, which is something that, again, sadly, we don't see on every company. We don't see on every team. So if you're building a team, or if you already have a team, just take a step back and try to identify these patterns within your team. Are you favoring competition versus collaboration? Are you favoring the one that gives you the best code versus an open conversation and trying to make everyone grow together? Essentially, are you focusing on code versus culture? And if that's the case, try to make some changes. Try to see where it went all wrong and where, in which point in the onboarding chain, for example, you're missing the human aspect of it. And make adjustments and see how the team reacts. And that's it. That's the last of this episode. Hope you enjoyed the new format. If you did, just leave a comment somewhere. And remember to rate the podcast in your favorite podcasting app, wherever, Apple Podcast or, you know, Amazon Music, anywhere. Where you can, rate it, leave a comment if you can. That helps me grow and it helps the podcast reach other developers, which is essentially what we want. See you in the next one and thanks for listening. And that was it for this episode of the Scripting Them podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can find me online on Twitter at TheDeepMan123. And you can also find the podcast YouTube channel just searching for the Scripting Them on YouTube. Thank you again, and I'll catch you on the next one.